Titus. Chapter 1. Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. But has in due times revealed his word through preaching, which is committed to me according to the commandment of God our Savior. To Titus, my own son after the common faith. Grace, mercy, and peace, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. For this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and ordain elders in every city, as I had appointed you. If any are blameless, are presently the husband of one wife, having faithful children not accused of riot or unruly. Because a bishop, pastor, must be blameless, as the steward of God. Not self-willed, not easily angered, not given to wine, not quarrelsome, not given to greed, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound teaching both to encourage and to convict those opposing it. Because there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision. Jews. Whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert, lead astray, whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy greed's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This witness is true. Therefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables, and commandments of men, that turn from the truth. To the pure all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God. But in their works they deny him, being abominable, and disobedient, and worthless to every good work.
Titus chapter 2. But you speak the things which are becoming of sound teaching. That the elder men be sober, dependable, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The elder women likewise, that they behave as becomes holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. To be discreet, chaste, keepers of their homes, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God not be blasphemed. Young men likewise encouraged to be sober-minded. In all things showing yourself an example of good works, in teaching showing yourself incorruptible, dependable, sincere. Sound speech, that cannot be condemned. That he who is contrary may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Encourage servants to be obedient to their own masters, and to please them well in all things. Not back-talking. Not stealing, but showing themselves trustworthy. That they may adorn the teaching of God our Savior in all things. Because the grace of God which brings salvation has appeared to all men. Teaching is that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly, in this present world. Looking for that blessed hope, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all sin, and purify to himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak, and encourage, and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you.
Titus chapter 3. Remind them to be subject to governors and powers, to obey rulers, to be ready to do every good work. To speak evil of no man, to not be brawlers, but gentle, showing all humility to all men. Because we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after the kindness and love of God our Savior towards man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. But avoid foolish questions, and genealogies, and contentions, and strivings about the law. Because they are unprofitable and vain. A man who is a heretic teacher of false teachings. After the first and second warning reject, knowing that he who is such is subverted, led astray, and sins, being condemned by himself. When I shall send Artemas to you, or Tychicus, be diligent to come to me to Nicopolis, because I have determined to winter there. Be diligent to bring Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey, that they not be lacking anything. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they not be unfruitful. All who are with me salute you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen, let it be.